Let's see, what have we got? First Wednesday of the month, and that is when we find out what is going on with Sterling Main Street and Jennifer Herring. Well-deserved break on vacation. She didn't tell me where, but I know she's away. But that doesn't mean we can't find out what's going on. joining us in studio, well, the board members are well-known around the area. Nick LaRue. Hey, good to see you again, man.
Good morning, Tom. Thanks for having us.
How you doing?
Pretty well. Agreed. Beautiful. Yeah, Jana wanted to take a vacation in the middle of this gorgeous weather here the first weekend of March. So
she blew it.
Yeah, but well-deserved. Speaking of Jana, I do want to recognize her and her commitment to Sterling Main Street. You know, last August was her 10-year anniversary with Sterling Main Street. Now, in a lot of professions, but especially the nonprofit Main Street world, you know, that's tenure, we call it. She's a real veteran of the Main Street world, and she does a great job. So we're very grateful, very thankful of all that she's done. So a much needed vacation for her and her family.
She's kind of kept that quiet.
Well, you know, we had a little presentation, and our Illinois Main Street director was able to attend, and a lot of other community members there at our shops at Grand Plaza, which I'll talk about again.
Right.
So, yeah, she's one. She doesn't really like surprises, so we were able to pull a fast one on her. But again, much deserved in 10 years, and looking forward to the next decade of opportunities here with Sterling Main Street.
Yeah, I don't know if too many people had even a notion of that, but she just, you know, comes in, talks, and then zings off in 12 different directions, gets things done, and just doesn't really say much about herself. She's totally committed to the community.
She is, and we're blessed to have her as our director for, again, all these years. So, I've got some stuff here to talk about. I guess the big thing here is I just want to reflect a little bit on last year, 2023. Like I said, our number one focus was the Shops at Grandin Plaza, which is a retail incubator. And that's over there on 2nd Avenue between 4th and 5th there. And, you know, the goal is to really incubate that retail presence. So we were happy to actually be recognized by the Lieutenant Governor. This was an award for excellence in revitalization for economic vitality.
Wow.
So really planting the seeds for future business owners here, hopefully in the area. And I'll put a little plug in. The applications are still open. We'd love to get those full. We know there's some business owners that might be looking to, you know, think about their growth. And this would be a great way to kind of take that first step. So Shops at Grandin Plaza, that was our number one goal last year, and it's our focus to continue for this year. So,
how and when did you find this notification from the Lieutenant Governor?
Well, like a lot of things, it was, I think, a little bit last minute there. But there was an event back in November, and I think it was the fall, probably October, that we were notified that, Hey, you know, one of you from Sterling Main Street should probably attend this event as the Lieutenant Governor will be there. So that was great recognition at that time.
Absolutely.
But we're hoping to continue to grow this and help businesses as they pursue their entrepreneurial spirits.
Yeah. You brought up the shops over there at Grandin. I think a couple of those, they grew while they were there, and now they're looking for a little bit bigger space here.
That is correct. We've had a couple that are exploring permanent locations. At this time, none in Sterling, but they are exploring, you know, our neighboring communities there. So, you know, we just want to see growth in whatever capacity those business owners, and hopefully replace those with, you know, the next wave, the next fleet of businesses there.
Absolutely.
Also, what was something new, you know, based upon some feedback, I'm going to get into what we're talking about here with the spring just around the corner, I guess in, what, a week or two there. But last year, we also tried something new. It's called Rally on the Rock.
Yes.
And that was based upon some feedback and some other advice and guidance from board members. And so that was a cruise-in. The first Friday of every month, June, July, and August, and right down at the Sterling Marketplace Pavilion behind the Farmer's Market. So great turnout, great success, and looking forward to doing that again this year.
Yeah, a lot of great feedback, and it was like, hey, when are we going to have more of these, is what I always heard.
That was pretty much kind of how it went down there, Tom, right. Yeah.
And, you know, sneaking up behind us here, Brian Grimmer, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm all right.
Good.
Nick beat you to it.
Nick beat me to it.
But you know what? This is kind of how our board works. You know, when folks are available, we step up. And if you're got commitments, you just try to you know, get somebody else to help you out.
And sometimes business calls, you know, and that's I get down here as soon as I can. So we're lucky it's down the street.
Yeah.
did you walk?
I walked down.
Good for you.
Great morning. So
it is. Well, good morning to you, Brian. Thanks for jumping in here.
Thanks for having us.
We can't let Nick do all the talking.
Sure. I understand that.
I was just, so to kick it off in March, I do want to talk about, because we got, 3 weeks, our first event right around the corner, that's Sip in the Spring.
Yes.
That's Thursday, March 28th. Gosh, we've been doing that for a number of years now. As board president, you think I know the exact amount, but definitely a solid 5-6 years. And that's all about promoting, getting community members downtown Sterling to, you know, hop around to these different businesses. And I would say the number one feedback that we do get in hearing folks that participate in that is, you know, wow, I didn't realize this business was here, or that they were offering this type of service or product. So, and you know, it's a Thursday in March, and I think folks are kind of itching to get out and socialize and have some fun.
Yeah,
that's a fun event. As Nick said, we've done it for a number of years. It looks like this year we have about 13 stops along the way. And as he mentioned, the event is March 28th. And so you make those 13 stops, and then you end the night at Champs, you know, for some live music by DJ Big Boy, some appetizers, and some great prizes to give away. So it's always a fun night.
Those tickets are available now. Plenty of time to jump on.
Yeah.
They are. Yep. Just sterlingmainstreet.org. Go right there, events, right on the homepage, or check us out on Facebook.
We make it easy to find on our website. And also, that event will sell out. So,
great.
100 tickets, I believe.
100 tickets sold. Okay. So kind of first come, first serve. So, you know, sign up now. That's also an event where it's usually a group. So it's a group of, you know, 3 or 5 getting together to say, hey, let's go do this. So tickets go fast.
Is that one of those nights where you get one of those special cups and take it at each stop, or do you get something new each place?
You do. Yeah, you get a punch card. You get a punch card and a glass. Yes, correct. Okay. So then it's kind of a what do you call that? A map. A little bit of a treasure hunt. Yep. The goal is to get you into every one of those businesses, and the business owners can talk about their products and their services. Wow. So.
Fantastic. Looking forward to that.
Yeah, and I think, you're right. Your price includes like a sampling cup or
it's glass. Yeah, it's glass.
So,
And you have to keep it.
And you keep it. Yeah.
Good souvenir.
Yeah.
And for some of that some individuals, I know that's a real pride factor if you have collected and been to every one of these Sip in a Shop events, or same with our Hops on the Rock in the fall. But I jumped ahead there. I do want to talk about also coming up in May. So right after that Sip in the Spring, the first full weekend in May, this year, Sunday, May 5th, is our annual car show. And we've been doing that for 11 years now. And I remember the first one, Brian, was right here behind your building.
It was behind Drummers.
In the parking lot. And we, that first year, were almost at capacity in that parking lot with about 70 or 80 vehicles registered. Mm. So great success.
Great turnout for the first year.
Yeah.
And every year since.
Yeah.
Really.
And since, 2015, we've had that down at 2nd Avenue and 2nd Street at the corner there behind the old Plainwell Brass, now Bradford Supply parking lot. So had some great success there. Again, based upon the feedback with our Rally on the Rock and our former car show participants, they said, hey, why don't you think about having this car show you do in May down here at the Sterling Marketplace Pavilion? So that's where it's going to be this year, new location, same event, but just a little bit different feel. So we're excited about that.
Last time Jana was in, there was still kind of being juggled about.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm not going to totally commit, but it's under consideration.
Yeah.
Sure.
Wow. Yeah. So, and that's a great venue there with the Sterling Marketplace Pavilion. And, you know, we as the Main Street Board, we feel it's our job to promote the downtown. I know the city of Sterling is working with a lot of partners to really develop that riverfront. So there's some activity going there, and we're happy to kind of show that off if we can get, last few years we've had 100 to 120 to 140 registered vehicles.
Wow.
Some local, many not local. So it'll be a great promotional option for us.
And I'll tell you one thing about the event. I know Nick's a car guy. I've never been like a huge car buff or gotten into cars, but I still enjoy that event. Mm. Do you know what I mean? It's just to walk around, just to talk to those people.
Right.
It's a great Sunday afternoon, and it's family. It's a family event. You know, bring the kids, and you know, it's fun to see the old cars, the classics, the new cars, and it's just an overall. It's a great event. One of my favorite.
The ones I've been to, there's always some great music and announcements being presented too, and about what car is coming up next, and that would be
3D Sound.
That's right.
Yeah, Dave knows. he knows just from the sound. He can hear them coming around the block, and he'll say, "Oh, that's Tom Smith, so and so from Polo, and his '64 this with the 390." Yeah. I was like, "Dude, yeah. How do you know that?"
He knows the person, the car, where they're from. He's seen them at the last event. He's going to see them at the next event. Yeah. So.
Yeah,
he's a perfect MC for that event.
Really, once again, we're finding out more for the month of March through Sterling Main Street today with us, board members Nick LaRue and Brian Gummert. Can't wait for that car show. Oh my gosh, definitely going to be there for that.
Yeah.
Okay, what else do we have? Do I dare say what else do we have?
Well, we've got a lot going on, but I would say that the biggest ask that I would have is, you know, these events and these projects really are not possible without effort and human resources and volunteerism, quite simply. So if there's something you're interested in, or maybe you've got an acquaintance that you would like to volunteer, help us out. You know, we do need help more so than just the day of these events.
Right.
You know, we love to get some new ideas, you know, some new planning. Hey, what could we do better at this event or that? Or how could we reach a broader demographic? So if you're interested, check us out on Sterling Main Street on the website or on Facebook. There's a volunteer tab in there, and we've got a little handout about the different committees and so forth. And of course, we wouldn't be a nonprofit if we weren't asking for a little bit of money as well. So we just kicked off our annual partnership campaign. Some information was sent out to a lot of the businesses. You can find that on the website. But if you've got some time, talents, or treasure you'd like to donate, you know, we'd be more than happy to accept that as well.
Well, Nick, yes. You're a board president. How long have you been on the board?
I've been on the board now. Here's that pop quiz I was not prepared for. I believe it was actually 10 years on the board last fall.
Wow.
So
you and Jana are kind of...
Yeah, we really were, because that was about the time. Yeah, Jana had just officially stepped into those duties. Mm-hmm. So I've been excited to see the growth of these events, the involvement with the community, and the beautification efforts that we have in partnership with the city. So we're trying to keep it moving forward.
Only fair to ask, Brian, how long have you been with the board?
Geez, I'm the old timer.
Okay.
20 years.
Oh, my.
I was on the board before we were Main Street accredited. So there's a group of business owners, and we started meeting out on the east end of town. And there's a realtor out there right on the corner of Freeport Road. And we started meeting in that office.
Oh, okay.
Years ago, and it's grown, and you know, we finally moved into a space downtown, kind of formalized things, and hired a director and worked towards our accreditation. So I've seen it from the very beginning.
Wow.
Just a ton of growth.
Man.
Board member for life. He didn't realize that when he was on the, you know, the founding. He
signed a lifetime contract.
Yeah.
Was that a fast 20 years?
It's been a fast 20 years. Gosh, when Nick tells me he's been on the board for 10 years, that blows my mind. So, yeah.
Once in a while, there is a pop question for me. It's nature of the business.
Sure.
Thank you.
You know, and
he's on his toes.
You know, I just want to kind of piggyback on what Nick was saying about our partnership and about volunteers, is that, you know, we are a volunteer-driven organization. So nothing gets done without volunteers. It's the people around the table. It's the day of volunteers, and it's the volunteers that, you know, give their time to help, you know, at the committee level as well. So, you know, like he said, we're always looking for new ones. We love new ideas, and you know, if you're looking to volunteer, we'll have a place for you.
All right. Okay. I think we hit them all. touched all the bases.
We'll report back. Maybe we talked about this. Maybe we'll give Jan a little relief throughout the month and rotate.
Yeah,
this
maybe some guest spots from Sterling Main Street.
Not a problem.
We're kicking that around.
I think it's fantastic. Yeah. It's great to hear from both of you.
Yeah.
Well, Nick and Brian, thanks so much for giving us the update. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.